but I think the key is to only use it if you have to. I think you'll never replace the human touch for any broadcasting. We're using it because it's like me and Andy in the newsroom. If something happens right now, I could type a quick sentence on my phone and press send, and I know that's going to be on the radio in 10 minutes via an AI voice. That's where it would help. When I get back to the studio, I will redo it as a human voice, which will hopefully sound a little bit better. So I think we can use it, you know, to help us, but I don't think it's going to replace us.